This won't end well for Illinois.
Here's a three. It ended well.
McCourt for the win. In the air. It is up. And it is gone.
Fourth and 16. Pressure comes. Emmanuel Bebe with the ball in the air. Makes the catch.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Oski Talk. My name is Anthony Pasquale with Patrick Catazone, and obviously Illini sports are not at the forefront of any of our minds right now. On that note, in light of the protests going on in Chicago, Champaign, and across the country, we want to highlight that we on Oski Talk believe Black Lives Matter and stand in solidarity with those seeking peace and justice for all. We on Oski Talk hope for the safety of all of those involved in the protests and for the justice that is long overdue.
On that same note, men's basketball head coach Brad Underwood and head women's basketball coach Nancy Faye released a statement on Twitter, regarding the protests following the death of George Floyd. Brad Underwood tweeted, "The events of these last few days have been heartbreaking. I pray for the family of George Floyd and the healing to the pain and grief so many across our country are suffering at this time. I became a coach to help young people. And it is my responsibility as a leader to the many young Black men in our program that I provide a safe environment where they can be heard and supported while processing emotions stirred from the harsh reality of the unfair world we all live in. Illinois basketball is a family. We believe in treating everyone with respect, and we try and foster compassion through a willingness to put yourself in someone else's shoes to understand their perspective. Unfortunately, our basketball family is not able to be together at this time, so we will talk as a team on Zoom about what has occurred and how we can impact change. It starts with listening, caring, and respecting one another. I vow to do my part." Nancy Faye also released a statement on Twitter saying, "Racism and injustice are simply wrong. I pray for George Floyd and his family. Change starts with each of us. I stand beside my staff and team to be a part of the solution." And of course, we...
And before we wrap it up on Oski Talk, we do have a pre-recorded interview for you all to listen to today.
Yeah, earlier this week, before the protests, I got to talk to one of my favorite all-time Illini, maybe my number one favorite Illini to watch when I was growing up. It's Malcolm Hill, guy who gave his heart and soul. We talked a little bit about the TBT team. So up next, we're going to play that for you guys, and we hope you enjoy. This week on Oski Talk, we're joined by Malcolm Hill. Malcolm, first off, how have you been during COVID-19?
I've been really good. I've just been taking the time to try to learn myself and pick up on different interests, pick up on different skills. I've just started getting back into basketball. Working out, doing stuff like that. But other than that, yeah, I've been trying to better myself during the time I was inside.
Yeah, were you in Kazakhstan when the beginning of the pandemic started?
I was in Kazakhstan, yeah, when the pandemic started. And then I went out, and I think once the NBA said that they were canceling their season, we kind of followed up around 2 weeks after that.
All right, so you're back home in Illinois then?
Yep, back home.
That's good to hear. Well, you've been added to the TBT team, signed with them. How did you kind of get involved with the House of Pain?
Tulip, he called me and he threw it out there, mentioned it to me. And I told him I'd think about it once the season was over. And the season ended shortly, of course, and he hit me again about it, and I was like, yeah, I'd like to participate because the biggest thing for me was just recovery, you know, how my body was going to feel after the season, what I had to do and stuff after. But, you know, we have so much rest time now, and, you know, just an opportunity to represent Illinois and be one of the few sports on that people would be watching. I mean, it's almost like a no-brainer to participate.
Yeah, and I know you had that ACL tear, what was that, 2 years ago now?
And do you feel like you're almost back to normal or almost 100%?
Yeah, I'm perfectly fine. ACL's not an issue or concern for me.
That's good to hear. Of all the guys who you're going to be playing with the House of Pain, is there anyone specifically you're excited to play with, some old guys you used to play with on those Illinois teams, or some of the new guys like Andres Feliz or Corey Bradford?
I'm excited to play with Nana. When I was a youngin', he kind of took me in when I first stepped on campus. And I always thought he was one of my favorite teammates. He was such a great guy to me, you know, just off the court when it came to basketball. So to be able to play with him again, it excites me. I'm really excited to play with Nana.
We actually talked to Nana Agwu, I want to say 2 weeks ago, and I think he had the same excitement to play with some of the guys that were on that 14, 15, 15, 16 team.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah. So how has kind of the big change been from going to Big Ten to playing in Europe and then now Asia?
The change, I would say the biggest change I'd have to make is just being – able to adjust to different cultures while being out there, you know, kind of by yourself. Because the biggest thing with college and professional is that people have family and stuff to do outside of basketball. College, we all kind of do everything together, go to class, practice together, you know, get at home at the end of the day around the same time. But with professional, places I've been overseas, just adjusting to the culture, getting to know the people, just trying, experiencing things, trying not to stay in the house. But I'd say that's the biggest thing, just adjusting to the culture.
And have you kind of been keeping up with Illinois basketball since you've left the team?
Yeah, always. I don't watch every game, but I try to keep up the score almost every game. My mom, she watches every game. She's always watched every game since I've been playing there. So, yeah, I've always watched from afar.
Yeah, what did you think of the team this year?
I enjoy watching them. They show the potential that they have, and they have strong momentum going into the tournament. And I think, you know, we just kind of saw a small piece of the potential that Underwood has to bring greatness to this program with this following year.
Yeah, obviously a couple of guys leaving. Do you think you can see maybe Io playing in the NBA or Kofi and maybe leaving this year or returning? Do you have any opinions on that?
I have no idea. I can't tell you. I haven't been thinking about them like that. Yeah. No offense to them. I've been focused on my grind right now, so I can't even answer that question.
Yeah. Malcolm, we've interviewed a couple of players from when you played, and we asked them who was the best player they played with, and they always said you. So I'm curious who you thought the best player you've played with while at your time at Illinois was.
The best player that I played with at my time, I'll probably say Nana.
Nana?
I mean, he was probably one of my favorite teammates. I mean, because I guess that this can go, you know, be good or bad, but he never yelled at me. I never felt negative energy coming his way. And, you know, no matter good or bad, I know I can always go to Nana. You know, he'll be there to pick me up. So I'll probably say he was probably my favorite teammate.
Mm-hmm. And just curious, too, because there hasn't been a lot to do during COVID-19. Have you been watching The Last Dance?
Yeah, I've been watching that. Yep.
As somebody who kind of grew up, probably I assume watching LeBron mostly. Do you have and Kobe too? I'll throw that in there. Do you have a who do you think is the GOAT? Is it MJ, Kobe, or LeBron?
The definition of the GOAT. Like how are we gonna like say what a GOAT is? Are we talking about skill or impact on the game? I mean, because if we can talk about skill, I mean, we could say, like, LeBron, just as we've seen basketball players get better over time. That's why, like, stats don't really mean much. When I watched the Michael Jordan thing, the documentary Last Dance, it kind of, like, shows you that he was kind of the pioneer to how basketball is today. And he had to deal with that all by himself when it came to shoe deals and it came just the attention and media that came with basketball. He kind of had to deal with that himself, and he came out pretty okay. I mean, he saw his career, and he's doing well now outside of it. So just when it comes to impact on the game of basketball, I think there's no question Michael Jordan.
Who of those guys had the biggest impact on you? Was it Kobe then?
On me? I don't know, because as a kid, it's Kobe, but right now, after watching a lot of dance, it's Michael Jordan. I mean, just I get impacted from so many influences in so many different ways, and it motivates me in such a strong way to take action that I don't know. I get influenced now as easily as I did as a kid when I see, like, someone who's very, like, influential in the way I want to be.
Mm-hmm. And I obviously, as the guy who a lot of guys have said was the best player that they've played with, do you think you want to adopt that Jordan mentality for the TBT team?
I don't want to be like Jordan. I kind of want to just, I'm being who I am. Yeah. I mean, there's certain aspects and parts of his mentality that I want to implement, but I mean, I don't want to be cussing at my former teammates and stuff.
Yeah.
Practice. That's kind of not how I want to go into it. I'm kind of taking a more fun approach. But when it comes to, like, you know, just the willpower and belief of winning and doing whatever it takes to do that part, yeah. I mean, I think anybody would take that part from him.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's going to be exciting to watch you on the TBT team. I was going to say, Jordan mentality just doesn't seem very that kind of just screaming, yelling at your players didn't seem very much like you.
I mean, I'll get on folks, but I'm not that. No, I'll probably say I'm more of the cool, calm, and collected type of guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, exciting to watch you in the TBC tournament. Can't wait to watch House of Pain. Thanks for coming on Oski Talk.
For calling me. I appreciate it.
Thanks to Malcolm Hill for the interview and joining the podcast, and thank you all for listening. We hope you all stay safe and healthy during this time. For Patrick Catazone, I'm Anthony Pasquale, and we'll talk to you all next Monday.